7th parak of Parah, 12th Mishnah Peiretz, Amanas Ligdol Kosher. A person that broke a fence, even though his intention is to eventually stop it up, that's not considered a malocha. And it's kosher. In other words, he was carrying these waters, and to get past the place, he had to make a hole in the fence. So that's considered something l'tzarech the paraduma. Even though he's planning afterwards to fix it up, that's not a problem. But if he did fix it up, then it's possible, because that's not necessary to do right now. He's eating something also. He drew the water, and he started picking figs in order to dry them out. Lixos is to dry them out. Yeah. And then after he picked them, he ate some of them. So, Lamaisa, he's allowed to eat while he's taking it because he needs to eat. So, he says, if his intention was to dry them out, but Lamaisa, he ate them, then it's kosher because intentions aren't the problem. The problem is what he did. But in Kotza possible, but if he put them aside to dry out, then it is possible because he's doing a malafa, which was not necessary for the paraduma. He was eating and he had some leftovers. Vizark Mashabiyov, the Tavis Atain, and the leftovers he threw underneath the fig tree, or the Tavis Mukta, which is some place where they collect these Tainim. Shil Shil Yoved, if he did it intentionally so they shouldn't get lost, then it's also possible. That was, if he just, whatever he has left over, lets it drop, it's no problem. But if you put in a specific place, so the fact that he went out of his way to put them away, consider him a malacha, which passes the Meichatos.